We all start out wrong. Glory to God. Well, we don't have to stay there, and we don't have to stay half there. The Word of God is pure, and it will purify our souls if we let it. Page 99. This is pretty typical of the apostate fathers as far as the Trinity is concerned. At the bottom, Irenaeus, after commenting on a verse in Psalm concerning creation, Irenaeus says this, "He, the Father, commanded and they were created." That's the quoting of the scripture. And Irenaeus asks, "Well, whom therefore did he command?" I like that. I like that. That's Paul's kind of thinking. That's the kind of thinking you hear in Paul, where he's quoting an Old Testament scripture and it says, "God commanded and the heavens stood fast." Paul would say, "Well, who did he command?" Irenaeus tells us, and he tells us the truth. The Word. He commanded the Word. No doubt by whom the heavens were established. Praise God. That's sound doctrine. All right. Irenaeus teaches that the Father is God, the only creator of His own free will. He created all things. At the same time, he acknowledges the biblical truth that the Father created all things through His Son. The rule of truth which we hold is that there is one God Almighty who made all things by His Word. The Word, of course, is the Son of God, and accordingly, Irenaeus states that the Father made all things by Him. Just as regards success in war, which is ascribed to the king, because the king, even though not personally in the battle, commanded the battle to take place, so the Father is credited with being the creator of all, though the Son actually performed the creation act, because the Father willed and empowered Him to do it. That's not Trinitarian doctrine. Wherefore, we do not say that it was the axe which cut the wood or the saw which divided it, but one would very properly say that the man cut and divided it. So, God created all things. There's only one creator. But He can choose to create through the Son if He chooses to, and He did. So there's no Trinitarian doctrine in this man. That hadn't come around yet. Well, you'll see some tiny indications of it in here, but it started a couple hundred years later. Well, it was established in 321, right, by the Council of Nicaea. So it was bubbling up. It's an infiltration of heathen philosophy. That's where the doctrine of the Trinity came from. In cultures all around the world, around Denmark and the Viking territory, can't remember what, Scandinavia, they had three main gods. The Romans had three main gods for a temple there in Rome. Can't remember who they were now. Of course, one of them would be Yahweh. J-O-V-E, but Romans would pronounce it Yahweh. And I can't remember who the other two, Mars probably, god of war. But they had three. To have three chief gods is pretty typical all over. So that influenced, as God's people backslid, as these men led God's people into darkness, that triune God thing just blended right in. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all the words were there. Okay, let's see if there's anything else in here we want to... Oh, on the bottom of page 106, since we read this scripture from Paul, let's see what he said about it. I think this is really interesting. You saw what we just read in Timothy, where Paul said, "All they of Asia have forsaken me." All of them. "Timothy, come on to me and bring the parchments." Look at what Irenaeus says about what he teaches. Irenaeus seeks to legitimize his doctrines by saying, "To these things all the Asia churches testify." So all those churches that had abandoned Paul agreed with Irenaeus, according to him. Father of Christianity. I'll show you. Let's go back to the first pope. Give you an idea. If I think it's in there. If not, it's in Ignatius.